Here in Vancouver. Today I have super, super special guest.
It's a message, more than a song, and it just so happens we can all sing along. But do they even listen to a fucking word you say? It's just
stupid dream that we all should throw away. It's 1:30 a.m. and I want to believe that people will hear what you need them to see. That we're not just chapters entertaining for free. Your music uses the air and your form is the scene. Oh yeah. People will hear what you need them to see. That you're not just entertaining for free. Music is a medium and the form is the same. These songs of freedom might not set me free, but they'll open up my mind and my capacity to see through the lies, extinguish the hate, and I'll break these chains that we all have to. is fucked, but you're given what you get. I keep wading through this filth, step by fucking step. She's not looking for perfection. She's not looking for the best. She just wants something better. Something better. Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello, you listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was broadcast zero of their brand new album, which is called Something Concerned Regarding This Revolt.
Yeah, some concerns regarding this revolt.
Yeah, this is much better version than in my gibberish version. So that's your second album. A couple of words about this album.
It's more focused than our first album. Our first album is kind of our, I think with all first albums, you kind of release kind of what you've been doing over the last maybe 3 or 4 years, and then that's when you sort of collect yourself together and put an album out. This album we released the first album 2 years ago, almost exactly 2 years ago. So putting out a second album like 2 years later, it's more like all the songs were written at the same period in time, so there's more of a thematic feel to the songs as opposed to the first album, which has a bit more variation on it, I think.
Mm-hmm. So it's more like a not concept, but like all songs are together.
Almost a concept.
Yeah, it's a concept album, I'd say. It's got a guillotine on the front cover. That's a concept.
I don't think you understand what a concept album means. It's got a picture on the cover.
It's got a picture. Everything relates to the
picture.
It has
songs and music.
There we go. Everything relates to the picture on the cover.
Yes.
The album is released on Stumble Records. I know that you're running your own Rebel Time Records, and I had Jesse from Cambridge. You release your album on
band 2 called The Lucky Ones, and Great Time. You know, a smaller label that's been around. So we just thought we'd try something new for this record.
Mm-hmm. Because I know they have lots of like psychobilly, rockabilly bands.
Brains, Matadors.
Yeah, I really like the Brains. Went to see them recently. Yeah. They were here. Also, you're coming tour, and you have been touring since for the week, and you're going here. Going to America, is it different to book shows by yourself, absolutely DIY? Is it different to book in Canada?
Yeah.
or something. Mm-hmm. But we just don't do that. Like, those circles that we've been working with, it's more of a DIY circle. Like, people are like, they're gonna help you out. Booking. Like, people know you're just a local band doing your own thing, underground punk rock, and they're gonna put on some shows for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the amazing thing about, I think, about being in a punk community and a community which is not trying to reach any, like, you know, profits or like something. It's people doing it for music, for the stuff they love, and so they just
we wanted to ask them if they could help us out with a show, and some of them did. And then occasionally you find like a punk rock club, and you just sort of contact them and say, look, I'm doing this, and they help you out as well. So lots of different places to get shows.
Yeah, that's good. So good luck on tour in the States. And
thank you. We might need it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and let's continue with your new songs of you know, your album, Battle On, track number 6 of the album on We All Fall Down.
Just a dream, concocted like all the gods you tried to defeat. Johnny, will you turn around and make your way back home, or will you stay and battle on? Deals become opinions, and they're calling you a fool. And the Christ that used to join you have all moved along. But you're not going anywhere, you're sticking to your guns. Battle on, won't you, Johnny? Battle on, won't you, boy? Battle on, won't you, Johnny? Christ throughout your honor aren't looking all that good, but you know that there's a difference what you could and what you should. For freedom and for justice, whatever those words mean, you're not going anywhere, no matter how bleak it seems. Battle on, won't you, Johnny? Battle on, won't you, boy? Johnny, battle on for us, battle on for me and you, for me and you. Hey Johnny, I see you running.
before the beast runs up all night and your days. Come and check it in his kitchen. Try to save life if you can. They had nowhere to go. This was the only round. And when they met the day bleeding out on the field, they stared across the lines and knew they'd never heal. They were alone.
Faith in you. He's not a hero. He's not a friend. thought we figured it all out, so we burnt it to the ground. But when the smoke cleared, we were so surprised at what we found. Someone wanna tell me what the fuck is going on? Did we do something wrong? This place was consumed in flames, but it all looks the same. It's all the same, and I think I figured it out. Show some concern over this revolt. Was it all a hoax? Did we really free them? Or did we conquer them? We conquered them. And I think I figured it out. Figured it out. This place, it's you and me. And the problems still persist. We are the system. We are the machine. Your own lies and recognize your role in this demise. Please, just what's in it in this drink?
Avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
There is more money in my pocket.
Hello, hello, hello. You still listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We heard 5 songs by Broadcast here of the new album, and I think it was a big success anyway. On your MySpace, I just watched an interview from a couple years ago, and you were talking about the importance of local scene and punk rock, and it's obvious it's very important. My question is, you played all over the Canada. Where do you think is the strongest local scene all over Canada?
Sean?
I don't know. I think.
Well, it's different because I think major cities have bigger scenes, right? So mm-hmm. it's hard to even think of Toronto or Vancouver as local scenes. They're just like major, they're major scenes. Like they're, and they have their pockets within it. But then you get smaller towns like where Rebel Time Records is based out of in Hamilton, which is a great, like, it's a small scene, but it's not even that small in comparison to most scenes, but it's like a fairly thriving and young scene. And I think that's what a lot of scenes are missing right now, is the youth, as sort of punk rock's not sort of catching on as much, mm-hmm. The younger generations, but, you know, it seems to be having a little bit of a resurgence in certain places, but we particularly enjoy Hamilton back home. And out here, Kamloops has always been
kind of fun.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of stuff on the island, too.
On Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Everything. Every time we go up there in, like, Courtney, Campbell River kind of area, getting actually a little bit farther out of, you know, I think most people just think of Victoria when they think of Vancouver Island, but when you go a little bit outside of that, actually, we've always had really good turnouts, really good shows, a lot of fun up there. So the kids are into it up there.
Also, because you running like a label yourself and you're touring all the time and you're a part of Canadian punk scene, what do you think is the best Canadian band we all never heard of? Like small band which you probably maybe saw in some city you played a show with and you were really impressed with them.
I think we might all have different answers for that.
Okay.
Phil?
One band that they're not active, they might get back together, but The Fallout from Toronto put out three amazing CDs, and I think they're all on Insurgence Records, Longshot Records. But The Fallout is just, if you want some new music that's political, they're really good, and you know, they're pretty catchy, kind of like The Clash a bit, but more punk maybe. Just The Fallout from Toronto.
I always get this question, and I just feel like everybody knows the bands that we know. They're not that. They're not like that unknown. Like if I was say like Mad Cowboys or something, just assume people know who Mad Cowboys are from Calgary.
Actually, they're playing on Saturday here.
They're playing on Saturday.
Yeah, go to that show.
And I'm. Oh, is the Russia going to your?
yeah, Mad Cowboys are playing on Saturday. Totally go check them out. Great. Great band.
And actually, I will be playing all the bands which are playing this show on Saturday, and I will be playing a song by Mad Cowboys later on. So,
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Pretty much the one band that I always fall back on is The Fallout, and I'm just hoping they'll get back together. But it's like Nick said. I mean, we just sort of take it for granted now that we know all these great bands, but anyone from coast to coast, I mean, there's Classwork Kids and Mad Cowboys doing their thing.
Subsistence
for sure. Sorry, we just spent like a week or two with them coming out here, and they're great guys. They play kick-ass hardcore.
Klein's 96 from Regina.
The Blamets from Edmonton.
Definitely
the Blamets.
And then we're in Vancouver, so we don't need a name of the bands here.
Yeah, try not to name Vancouver bands because you guys know them all.
Although Gravemaker, kind of Vancouver, kind of
Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle. Sure you guys.
People like them here a lot.
Destroy.
You also mentioned couple bands from your label, and I want to ask this question because you're on Rebel Time Records. Obviously everyone knows CD sales are down, and how is it to run a small record label in Canada, and how is it is it possible to break even, I think?
It's really fun, and I like doing it, and breaking even is doable. I mean, you don't have to press thousands of CDs, you don't have to invest tons of money. You can run it really small scale and just focus on supporting bands or touring and supporting, you know, just doing little things, not, you know, I'm gonna put out a vinyl LP by some band that nobody knows, and for the next 10 years I'm gonna try to recoup that vinyl. So making like smart decisions I think is important right now.
Active bands?
We try to have active bands, so we're really saying, you know, sure, we'll work with you, but like let's make sure we're gonna tour, and just doing that. If one of our bands comes into Ontario, we have 5 shows for them in gas money.
Mm-hmm. And also making use of the community, like the people we've had help us record the album, so we're not necessarily going and spending obscene amounts of money to record, making use of the people around that can help out. People that do graphic design and the websites, and you know, just making use of everyone, DIY, and involve the community.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. That's what it's really about, is that it's a lot of people ask, like, what can the label do for me? Like, we don't expect much from a label, but I think it's really about forming a community. And the fact that Rebel Time Records now has like Cambridge from Vancouver, Classwork Kids from, you know, St. John's, Newfoundland, us and the Rotten, Broadcast Zero and the Rotten from Kitchener-Waterloo, and Brat Attack from Winnipeg is this sort of cross-Canada community that's sort of developing. We all know each other and we can all go help each other out wherever we are across the country. And that's what I think it's about. It's really about that sort of community that develops.
Yeah, I agree, because even the still like bigger, small punk labels, like they all form the community, and the community, it's like it's not only just pressing CDs, it's just the community of all the bands working together, being friends and help each other. And I think that's probably again the good thing about being independent in punk rock world, because like and you said about the booking stay is a tour in the States, it's the kind of the same deal, everyone's help everything, and it's like it's all about the music, and I'm here because of the music and you're here because of the music. Like,
it's true.
It's really good. And the other thing I wanted to say, I'm curious if you feel the same way, because for example, if some huge major label releases an album, it's easy to find on the internet, and that's what I probably will do if I'm interested in this music. But if it is a smaller label, I just want to come to this show and buy the CD to help the record, to help the band. Do you feel the same way, like the people do that at your shows?
Yeah, we had I still remember the first time we came across Canada, we had our first albums on CBC Radio 3. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a small band, you can go put your stuff up there and people can check it out. We had a guy show up in Winnipeg to like our very first time ever in Winnipeg, and he'd just checked out our stuff on CBC Radio 3. Uh-huh. Probably could have just recorded it off the internet, but came out, drove like an hour to come buy the CD from us. So it totally happens. People
want to
do that, so.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's even maybe that's how the smaller labels can just steal life, because people are really helpful and they want to get the CD. And like, I even all the time I see go to smaller bands, I just want to buy a disc to help them and to get the music if I like the band.
It's like I don't know. I can't maybe speak for the rest of the band. I'm not sure. I don't know that I can speak for our current record label, but I'm not personally like opposed to people like just downloading it, because the thing is, for the most part, people really want to, and when they can buy it, they do buy it. And the people that end up downloading are the people that really just can't get that money together, and I'd rather that they just hear the music if they can. I don't know, it's just sort of like the honor system, I think, and for the most part, people are buying it because they want to help out, and that's awesome. If they can't do it, then they can't do it, and that's fine too.
Exactly, yeah. I download lots of music, but still, I have the collection, I have some vinyl.
Yeah.
To have all my favorite albums on vinyl, and or all small bands when I can, and when I have those 5-10 bucks, for me it's nothing, but if it can help a band maybe to drive to the next city, I'm happy to do that.
And it does.
Yeah,
it
and totally I think everyone recognizes that, so I don't get too uptight about people downloading or whatever.
I think too what's happening now is that people are just realizing that, well, we never made that much money on music, so let's just make our model so that we're sustaining the label or the band, but we're not doing it because of our record sales. We're just doing it because of other things that we do. I think that's happening a lot. And I can speak for Rebel Time Records, and downloading our stuff is fine. Like, I hope in the future we can just give away free downloads and not even rely on any money from music.
Well, one time you guys emailed, there's some label, like a site, like a download site for the first album somewhere in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And France.
You emailed them, and they're like, how did you get the album? Because they had it, clearly. And they're like, oh, do you want us to take it down? Like, no, we don't want you to take down your download site.
Just curious how you got it.
Curious how you got it.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
Tell more people, burn the CD, spread it out.
Spread it around.
Exactly, like I was born in Russia, and in Russia there's a huge piracy system, but for most of the bands in punk world, people just can't get the CDs. Like, how they can go to the shop and buy Broadcast Zero CD. Mm-hmm. And that's if they can hear the band, that's even better. I think that's
absolutely,
and especially having a chance to download bands from all over the world, that's really good. Okay, let's get to some more music. I have three local bands to play now, because they're playing a show on, not all of them local, but they're playing a show at the Media Club on Saturday. And there's a special band, one of my favorite Canadian bands, and definitely the best band from Calgary, Mad Cowboys. And I want to play their song. Okay, so Mad Cowboys on We All Fall Down.
I'm running to you once again to drop the full cohesion. I don't know why you read this shit. Have the word written, turn no less than
Yeah!
You still listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We just heard Party at the Moon Tower, Taylor County. That's there from their brand new EP in Bear Country. From their debut EP from last year called The Song Was New Music Sucks. And it was Mad Cowboys from their self-titled album from 2009, Drunk Talk. And that's the band I'm really excited to see on Saturday. We have 6 minutes left, and I have the last question, the question which I really like to ask because I'm a huge music fan. And which were the bands or the albums you were impressed in the last, I don't know, time you heard? Like, not only from Canada, maybe from all the world.
Last, like, most recently?
Yeah.
Well, in the last few years, I'd say the Mad Cowboys' Baby Steps album. She just played. That album really blew me away. While we're on Calgary subjects, I recently heard Little Boots from Knucklehead, and that was one of my favorite Knucklehead albums. I hadn't heard that before. I heard that this year. And from Out Our Way, I don't know, maybe if I'll think about something. Any of you guys?
I don't know. I was really stoked on the latest Brat Attack album.
Oh yeah, totally.
I can't stop listening to that album.
It's amazing. Those Who Sow Sorrow Shall Reap Rage.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great one. Actually, anything by the Brat Attack is just so damn catchy. The Woes.
So gosh darn catchy.
Yeah, I don't know, Mad Cowboys, like that. All their albums I just can't put down. As far as Canadian stuff goes.
The new Rebel Spell album, which nobody's heard.
Yeah, nobody's heard of it.
Fantastic.
There is an album I didn't even know.
Oh yeah, I've heard it a few times.
Oh, did we just like break a secret?
No, they have a sampler out at their shows, a right. 4-song sampler from the album.
Yeah, because they released in 2007 4 songs about freedom, and that's the last thing I heard from them.
Yeah, that's the last thing they put out.
And now they've got a 4-song sampler for their new album. They're just doing art, and I don't know.
Last minute details.
I'd estimate when it's gonna be out, but I'd be wrong. Hopefully soon.
But yeah, the new Rebel Spell stuff sounds amazing.
Yeah.
This is good. Another more recent one is Klein's 96. Is it Modern Fortune? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? They just released that on Harvest King, and it's a great album. Like, I really hope people actually find out about it. So it's Klein's 96.
Oh, and I just heard the Cambridge CD. This Is Not a Victory. If I can pump another Rebel Time band. It's excellent as well.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like all we ever do is talk about all these bands that, you know, we play with and all that, and Canadian bands, but that's literally all we listen to and all that we're really stoked on, so I don't know.
And it's just cooler that they're our friends.
Yeah, we're just
just turns out. They're friends now, too. Right?
Yeah, they're our friends, they're great Canadian bands, and we get to play shows with them all the time, and that's awesome. So these are going to be the bands that we're talking about.
I'd say it kind of leads back to the stuff we were talking about, the community.
Yeah.
Which we have and all over the Canada, and then, yeah, there's a community of people who like the same music and play the same music. That's good. Okay, so I'll just announce the upcoming shows, and yeah, then we're almost done. Tomorrow, Congress and the Baptists, they play at the Biltmore, as I said on... at the Rickshaw Theatre Soilwork. They play July 28th, July 30th at the Media Club Acres of Lions. The punk show at the Funky Winkenberries on July 30th, The Split Ups, City Hooligans, Uptown Riot, and Street Legal Dirt Bike. The Ataris, they play at the Media Club first, and on the same day at the Ukrainian Hall, Bump the Music Industry, The Rectals, and Bone Daddies, they play in. And at the same day, there's a free shows at the same day in July 31st. That's a hardcore show. Police and Thieves Circle.
And tell him Brad Cassero sent you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
He's another good guy.
Okay, and let's finish up the show with the song of your first album called My Buddy.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
body's body but mine. You run your own body and I'll run mine. And if you rush this body of mine, I'll hunt you down and I'll rip out your spine. Jenny's only 8 years old and she knows what's right and wrong, but that ass alone don't love her as well. They think she's having fun. She lies awake in bed and she dreams of distant lands. No one has to teach her what is justice and what's revenge. She's only 8 years old, you know this ain't right. She can't hold a gun to protect her at night, but she can pour the bleach, so she puts it in his drink. And then began to sing. My body's nobody's body but mine. You run your own body and I'll run mine. And if you touch this body of mine, Jenny's only 12 years old and she knows that she's been wronged. That ass will teach her of hers will. Thinks he's just having fun. She says she's still in class and ignores a hand on her ass. No one needs to teach her what is fear and what is wrath. She's only 12 years old, you know this ain't right. But justice will be had with a shotgun tonight. She creeps up to his bed and shoots him in the head. And then began to say,